Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
You're listening to Safety FM Minute.
Hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen. Today's Friday, so you already know it's going to be a mini episode.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Aero. The next generation error reduction and mitigation system. For more information, go to aerohp.com.
So today I feel like I'm cramming a lot of information into a very short episode. But as you are aware, we're at the very beginning of the year, and this is normally when most people start having the discussions of New Year's resolutions, what they want to do, their goal setting for the year, and so on. So today, I would like to have that conversation with you and mention 7 areas that you should focus on for this new year. And I'm not just saying you as in you, I'm also saying you as in me will play a factor into it. So maybe you don't have to call it a New Year's resolution. Maybe you could call it goal setting. Call it whatever you want, but you get the point in what I'm talking about. So it's that weird time where you kind of assess what occurred last year, and then you take a look at what you want to do in the future. Most people tend to focus their goals on just 1 or 2 areas, like losing weight or finding a relationship if they're not already in one. But there are actually 7 areas in which you can and should set your goals and resolutions towards. So let's talk about a couple of those. Well, let's not talk about a couple. Let's talk about 7.
Number 7.
The first one that I'm going to focus on is the intellectual goals. I'm planning on reading more books this year, nonfiction books in particular. I'm planning on reading at least 1 a month, nonfiction. There might be an audiobook or 2 slid in there. But that's what I'm planning on doing.
Number 6.
Physical goals. That's kind of pretty obvious. You may be wanting to lose weight or go on a diet or spend some time at the gym, etc. If you're planning on losing weight and you have issues like I do, you have to kind of give up a little bit on the dessert side and focus on what you want to accomplish.
Number 5.
Family. Maybe you want to start going on a date monthly, or taking the kids out once a week. These are plans that you need to set goals for to be able to accomplish these things. They just don't happen. I know sometimes us as career professionals run into the issues where we don't do the dating life with the spouse as frequently as we should. We don't take the kids out as frequently as we should because we're focusing on our careers and our goals and not focusing on the family.
Number 4.
Social goals are another important one. Goals in social category might include putting yourself out there a little bit more, saying yes to more parties, invites, and maybe even occasionally having people over to your house for dinner. Or if you suffer from the other side, maybe even saying no to some of those parties. Yeah, I know. It's a little bit different.
Number 3.
Career goals. Is it time to change your career? Or maybe it's time to start a new career. You might also want to set a goal to finally get that promotion or well-deserved raise. What are you going to focus on career-wise for the change of this year?
Number 2.
Financial goals. Maybe this year you focus on your finances. Maybe this is the year that you start strategizing a plan to get out of debt. Making a habit of actually budgeting monthly. Setting money goals for your future. This is important. A lot of people don't focus on this finance piece, but it's very important to what you have going on.
Last but not least,
spiritual goals. Now, I'm not going to tell you to go to church. I'm not going to tell you go to a synagogue. I'm not going to tell you to go wherever. That be it via meditation, that be it going to church, that be it going whatever you deem correct there. You need to have a goal for it. Now, here's the truth about these seven areas. You won't naturally feel like setting goals in all of them. Some will be easy, other will be hard. I don't have any problem setting goals when it comes to finance, intellectual, or career, but the other ones, well, that might be a different story for me. For years, I have actually listened to this show where it actually has a gentleman by the name of Dave Ramsey, and he always states leaders are readers. The average millionaire reads one nonfiction book per month. Now, I will tell you, I do read business books, and they're not always the best books out there. I might prefer to go read a fiction book or a self-help book or something not related to business. Keep all of these in mind as you make your goals. Pay attention to these seven areas and remember that it won't always be easy, but if you make it a priority, you can accomplish what you aim for this year of 2020. And also keep in mind that they need to be SMART goals, meaning that they're actually obtainable and measurable. You know the rest. So after this episode today, how about you sit there and you write out your seven goals that you'd like to focus on? I know it's a little bit different and it's not really a lot of safety related stuff unless you take the career aspect into it. But I also get to talk to a lot of people that are in the safety space that are always having financial concerns. So think about that. Anyways, for now, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The countdown has begun on January 14th, 2020. Find out only on Safety FM.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.